It is a time of Advent, and every year we hear from the prophets and always hear from John the Baptist. We know that John the Baptist did not proclaim Jesus' birth. He was 6 months older than Jesus. But he did proclaim or announced Jesus when, as an adult, it was about time Jesus to begin his preaching of the kingdom of God. But the message that John was proclaiming at that time is the message that is so appropriate for us as we are in this time of waiting for the coming of the Lord. When he says, prepare a way, prepare the way of the Lord. It's interesting that every time I hear say, the valleys shall be filled, every mountain and hill will be made low. I think we are pretty close here in Florida. We see no mountains, we see no valleys. So, we are pretty close to, meeting the Lord more than some other places, I believe, because other places they still have mountains and valleys to be filled. Over here, that has been taken care of for us. Just it's about to see what the valleys and mountains in our hearts, those are to be straightened up as well. And in the prophet today, we heard in the first reading say, and it's a message that we do need to hear this time. When we hear, the news, every day they seem to get worse and worse. When you think, well, we've reached the limit, something, another tragedy comes along, and it is about time for us to renew our hope. And when the prophet was telling, the prophecies and saying the words, it was not easier for that time for the people of Jerusalem as it is for us today. But still the prophet would say, it is about time to let the mourning go. Take away, the dresses that you, the funeral dresses, and put on the dresses for happiness, because the Lord is coming. It is about time to renew that hope in our hearts once again. We are this weekend here in the United States knowing a little more about this weekend. The retired religious sisters, brothers, and priests who spent their whole lives in the missions. So today, we have one sharing with us about that reality, somebody who is still very, pretty much active, but we, and you know very well, so we're going to have a message from Sister Pat, who is going to tell a little bit of this, what is about the retirement, the collection for a retirement fund for religious.